Good morning, everybody. This is Michelle, and I have been doing a lot of traveling lately. My boyfriend has been visiting from out of town, from Utah. And since last week was my birthday on Tuesday, we decided that we were going to go to Brooklyn for a couple of days. So we hopped a bus from Allentown, got into Port Authority in Midtown Manhattan, and took the subway down to our hotel in Brooklyn, and unfortunately it poured the entire weekend. So I had all these really wonderful plans that unfortunately involved us walking around and being outside, and that didn't really happen. We had some good food, fortunately, and we did visit a very interesting museum on the Lower East Side of Manhattan called the Tenement Museum, which, if any of you are history dorks like we are, I would highly recommend it. This museum had actually converted an original tenement building and refurnished two of the apartments to period pieces, one from the 1870s from a Prussian Jewish family, and the other from an Italian Catholic family around the Great Depression, so the late 20s, early 30s. It was really, really interesting to see, and it was a good tour. So came home on Wednesday, and yesterday, on Saturday, we decided that we wanted to go to Philadelphia for the day, so we hopped another bus and spent a very long, very wearying day in Philadelphia, but it was a fabulous trip. The weather cleared up, it was sunny, it was very cold, but there was no rain, there were only a few flurries in the morning. We went to the Reading Terminal Market, which is this great, huge market around 12th Street and Arch in Philadelphia. And we had a couple of cheesesteaks, we got some whoopie pies, one was pumpkin, one was red velvet, and one was the traditional chocolate. And we also had some wet bottom shoe fly pie. So these are all regional things from the Pennsylvania Dutch country, which is where I live. And they were made by actual Amish people, which I'm convinced it always tastes better. So we had some very good dessert. We bought some jams. We bought some pumpkin butter, some pear butter, I believe, and some dandelion jelly. I think these are the three we bought. And so we brought them home, and I made some scones this morning, and I'm actually about to go off to church, so I haven't tried any of these jams yet. So after church today. After the market, we went to see the Statue of Liberty, which my boyfriend had never seen before, as well as Independence Hall, and we went on the tour. And since I grew up in the area, Allentown is about 60 miles or so north of Philadelphia. If you grew up in the area, you go on tours. You go to Philadelphia as a kid pretty regularly. So I had been on these tours, and I had seen all these things, but Ed hadn't, and it was actually really kind of a lot of fun for me to show him around and show him the places that I had been able to hang out and go on tour as a kid. We went to Christ Church, which is where Benjamin Franklin is buried. Unfortunately, there was still too much snow on the ground, and we couldn't find his grave. We went to Elfreth's Abbey, Elfreth's Alley, which is the smallest but most continuously lived-on street in the entire country. So that was very picturesque and very pretty. And the last thing we wound up doing was we went to the Mütter Museum, which probably most of you haven't heard of. But it was actually originally called the College of Physicians back in the 18th century, I believe it was founded, as a way for medical students and doctors to get a really good look as to all the physical issues that can happen, you know, ailments, birth defects, you know, skull issues, you know, skeleton things, you know, all these sorts of things that people didn't know about and didn't have access to. So that was actually really, really interesting, but it was also a little bit weird. It kind of weirded us out a little bit. So we were ready to go home at that point. We had dinner at a very nice Cuban restaurant and took the bus back, but it was a very long day. We left Allentown at around 8:30 in the morning and didn't get home until about 11 at night. So we were both pretty exhausted by the time I came home. So today's going to be a pretty easy day. So that has been my adventures for the past week, and I hope you're all doing well. Bye.